I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS is known for the traumatic way they challenge people to convert, leave home, or die. But what's after that? Patrick Klein, who's president of Vision Beyond Borders, says for those who choose to leave, the battle is far from over. Iraqi citizens have become refugees in their own country. Vision Beyond Borders is sending a container to help to the city of Duhok. Along with the aid, they'll be including money for Arabic Bibles so that believers can hold on to their faith and share the hope of Christ with those who are hurting around them. And for years, Christians have been finding creative ways to smuggle Bibles into hostile countries. And now that process has become even more inconspicuous. Wycliffe Associates' David Reeves says they recently launched a program that enables believers in unreached areas to print off copies on demand of God's Word. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Want to do something about the news you just heard? Well, make a difference by going to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.